The core event is the rape of Dinah and the subsequent violent revenge by her brothers, followed by Jacob's return to Bethel. The main characters are Dinah, her father Jacob, her brothers Simeon and Levi, and Shechem and his father Hamor, with the relationships being familial and tribal. The context is the patriarchal period as Jacob's family settles in Canaan. Shechem, a Hivite prince, rapes Dinah and then seeks to marry her. Jacob hears of the defilement but waits for his sons to return. Hamor and Shechem negotiate with Jacob and his sons, proposing intermarriage and shared land. Jacob's sons deceitfully demand that all Hivite males be circumcised as a condition for agreement. Hamor and Shechem persuade their city to accept this. Simeon and Levi attack the city, kill all the males, rescue Dinah. Jacob rebukes Simeon and Levi for making his household vulnerable, but they defend their actions. God then instructs Jacob to go to Bethel. Jacob commands his household to purify themselves and discard foreign gods, which he buries. They travel to Bethel under God's protection. Jacob builds an altar, and God reaffirms his covenant, naming him Israel. Rachel dies, giving birth to Benjamin. Reuben sleeps with Jacob's concubine Bilhah. Jacob returns to his father Isaac, who later dies and is buried by Esau and Jacob. The psalm describes God's judgment and the principle that evil actions recoil upon the perpetrator. This narrative trajectory moves from a violent breach of covenant ethics and deceitful revenge to a divine command for renewal and return to a site of covenant promise. The key turning points are the massacre, Jacob's fearful rebuke, and God's directive to Bethel. It reorients the family toward worship and reaffirms the Abrahamic promises. The events highlight internal family strife and the consequences of uncontrolled desire and violence, positioning this as a troubled episode in the formation of Israel before the descent into Egypt.